Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Yeah, along with Yancey and Chuck, we've got SEC Media Days, we got the Major League Baseball Draft, we got more looks at Ole Miss football. Other than that, man, there's nothing going to happen between now and 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, that's plenty, isn't it?
I think we've got enough information.
I mean, I think all the information and the fun of it is just listening to Kiffin and Feinbaum. We were just – I hadn't even heard it. Pretty interesting stuff. The odd couple, as Paul said, and – good stuff though with that. I meant the media days though. I mean, it's just a bunch of just.
It seems like both of them were in really good mood.
Yeah,
that's what's important this time of year. It gets tense in September, so why not have fun in July?
A grind. I mean, it starts getting tense in August when you have practices and all the injuries start piling up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true
too. You know.
And then, like that conversation said, once that first loss happens to somebody, things tighten up just a little bit more.
I thought it was funny when he said, Lane said, well, after I won't be on the hot seat unless, you know, you say, hey, there needs to be a change because I can't win the big game. And then Paul said, respond, I think I've already done that once.
Cannon Motors and Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline on this July 14th. Jake Thompson's going to join us in the back end of the show to talk about SEC Media Days, baseball with the draft, a little bit more. We'll let Yancey and Chuck talk with you in the next segment more about the football roster. I need to talk with you about First South Farm Credit. Specialized financing. They help all kinds of land loans, whether you're looking to refinance a large tract, whether you're purchasing land, if it's recreational use or investing for the future, First South Farm Credit can help. FirstSouthFarmCredit.com. You want to go ahead and get those 5 things, Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham running 9 of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, the five thoughts. There were good and bad with the baseball draft, and this will be dominated by the baseball draft. Thought number one, today was huge news for the Ole Miss baseball program as Rebel ace Hunter Elliott announced he'll return to the Ole Miss baseball program next year. Hunter was obviously their number one recruit going into the draft, and they were able to retain the national championship winner. Thought number two, the good news didn't stop there as Will Furness, Austin Foley, and Judd Utermark were all returned next season as well. This should give Ole Miss one of the more potent offenses in the country next season. Thought number three, it was not all good news for the Ole Miss in the baseball draft as left-handed pitcher transfer Grant Richardson and right-handed pitcher current Rebel Will McLaughlin were drafted in the first six rounds and neither are expected to be back. Both would have been key contributors on next year's staff, but both had decided to go ahead and start their pro careers. Thought number four, congrats must be said to Rebel pitchers Mason Morris, Riley Maddox, and Mason Nichols, along with third baseman Luke Hill, for all they put into the Rebel program. They were all drafted inside the top 10 rounds where the big money lies. Kudos to the hard work they put in into the Ole Miss program. And thought number five, it must also be noted that Ole Miss transfers outfielder Daniel Parcella and San Diego State right-handed pitcher transfer Marco Spill didn't get drafted, and both are now expected to be at Ole Miss next fall. That's really big news.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's the good and the bad, right? I mean, nothing was going to go.
Always.
Always. I mean, everybody said before the draft, Morris and Hill are gone, right?
Yeah, and the shortstop, the high school shortstop.
Yes, yes.
Corey James.
He never even showed up at Ole Miss this summer. I think he's the first baseball signee I can remember. I don't know how many years that never even showed up. So,
yeah.
Everybody's wondering, you know, what he didn't even show up. I mean, but they didn't lose any more signees, so that was good as well.
Absolutely. I'll get to that in the back end a little bit with the Ole Miss news. Some of the late ones. We had other
eight pitchers drafted.
Eight pitchers
good
by
gosh.
The end of
unbelievable.
Things. And so we'll throw some of those other names and things at the end. So you're right. I think if you look at the draft, okay, the ones you thought were gone are gone.
Yep.
The real question might have been the Grant Richardson,
and
now
McCossum.
I think we know. And then, I mean, just Will. The fact that you're going to get what you're getting back with Hunter Elliott, Austin Foley, Will Furness, Judd Utermark, everything wow. else they've pieced in plus return.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not going to be. They would have had seven starters, and I mean that never. I'm talking about on the mound. That's never going to come to fruition, right? So they obviously built in some depth there to sustain this. But if anybody would have told the Ole Miss staff that they were going to be able to retain Hunter Elliott, they would have said, whatever else happens, happens. Give us back Hunter.
Yeah, I agree with that. But isn't Richardson coming off an injury?
Yes.
I thought that was one reason he might come here to pitch a year in college ball and raise his draft. But he's in the top 10 rounds.
Here's
so
the deal. He was
pretty good money.
I was told about 2 weeks ago or 2 or 3 weeks ago that he was sitting 98, 99 right now. Yeah.
Right.
So the scouts know that. And
six round gone. For the A's, and the A's need all the help they can get.
Touching 101. He's touching 101 already.
The A's could use him now. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Ortho is now part of Mississippi Sports Medicine, uniting the best orthopedic doctors in the state under one trusted name. You get the same faces you know, same local care you can count on. Now stronger together as the official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. We bring that same trusted, high-level care to every clinic, every town, and every patient we serve. This is more than a new name. It's a commitment to Mississippi communities, every town, every patient, every step of the way. Mississippi Sports Medicine, rooted here, built to serve.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Our text message line is open at 662-426-1093. We'll jump into those in the next segment. We'll have an injury report. We'll talk with Jake Thompson about a few things. Now, this part of the show brought to you by the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Farese Group, over 20 years experience, proven track record to help retirees invest and not only outlive their savings, and not outlive the savings. Let's make sure I read this the right way. And if you're nearing or you're already retired, give the Farese Group a call. It's 601-607-4141. That's 601-607-4141.
Chucky? Are you going to outlive your savings, Chucky?
No.
Are you kidding? I was going to say, if you are now, you need to get past it a call.
No.
You're going to need more savings. Pass it. Farese is the man.
I sure do.
What are savings?
I need more income. The hell with savings.
Chucky, we went over last week. We did the players that were missing from spring drills that are now going to be participating for the season. So I thought today we'd go over the players that were first-year players last year. Most of these are red shirts. A couple of them played a little bit, and others a little bit more than others. But I think they all ended up redshirted, but some got to play in four games. Let's start off with the first player here, Cam Franklin.
I'm assuming you're wanting to talk about guys that you expect to contribute. And certainly Cam Franklin heads up that list at defensive end, and some people believe that he's – gained enough weight and is mature enough that he can actually move inside as well and do a little Jared Ivey thing, playing a little defensive tackle and playing a little defensive end. And I think that's pretty accurate.
I think the only weakness with Cam has been from day one, even back in high school, is he's a little stiff-hipped, and that hurts his flexibility. On the podcast with Ben Garrett, I heard Ivy talk about it, you know, the things that he needed to work on. He said he's got to work on loosening those hips. That's why I think a lot of people really think his future lies at defensive tackle, because you don't have to have loose hips to play defensive tackle. Do you think that's really in the future? Can you loosen hips up? Isn't that just kind of
– Yeah, I think you can. But here's the thing. He's 6'5", so he obviously can hold 310 pounds.
Easy.
If they put it on right.
Yeah.
And so who knows what the future holds? I'm just glad he's in red and blue and powder.
No doubt. I think he's a potential first-day draft pick in a couple years, and he's got a big future ahead. And like you said, Ole Miss is still in search for that fourth defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, unless Maddox comes through, I don't really think there's a whole lot of choices out there.
I've heard that Cam Beavers is coming on a little bit.
Well, we're going to talk about him in a minute as well. So let's go ahead. Let's go with Cam Beavers.
Well, I mean, it's the same position, so to speak. And, you know, he's a full 6'3", and I hear he's up to around 290 pounds now.
Is he?
I think they have him listed at 280 still. But, you know, that's a pretty healthy young man that could come in there and spell some people and take maybe help at that fourth spot. Don't think he did a lot of real good things last year, but I think in spring he started to sprout a little bit.
Yeah, I watched a lot of film of him when he was at Bay Springs and was always really impressed with this game. That's good news to hear. That's really – and then the third, you know, they signed the top three defensive linemen, actually the top four defensive linemen in Mississippi the year before last. The other was Jeffrey Rush out of Pascagoula, 6'3". Where's he now, weight-wise?
He's not 6'3".
He's not 6'3"?
No.
That's one of those program listeners?
Jeffrey's about 6'1".
Yeah.
And it's going to be difficult for him to hold much more than 275 or 280. But we've seen in the past guys that are that size that have quickness off the ball.
Does he have that quickness?
He's got some athletic ability. Yeah, okay. I think he's still developing. I don't anticipate him playing a lot this year, but I haven't given up on Jeffrey for sure. And then obviously the one that's got everybody fired up is Eccles, Will Eccles.
That was the fourth there, and
he's a 300 pounder already and can move, and he may even be a starter. He may start in front of Brown.
I saw him about 2 weeks ago on the square, and he looks like a pro already from the hoof. He's big old boy.
Yeah, and this is not a knock on Jamarius Brown because I think he's a really good player, but you know, Eccles may be the starter next to Xavion Harris from what I've seen.
And that's saying a lot because Brown is an absolute beast.
He's really good.
Yes.
Really good. But hey,
And you're talking about somebody that's gotten bigger and bigger each year is Brown. Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine having Harris, Eccles, and then Brown, all three? I mean, that's a pretty good start. Like I say, there's a little gap there for number four, but to have those three, I think, is pretty representative of a good SEC line.
Yeah, if Ole Miss can stay healthy on that defensive line like they did last year, I think that star power is still there. Are they as experienced as they were last year? What those guys know, but, you know, they'll get that experience this year.
Yeah, and I think Harris has got to be the leader of that group, obviously. Yeah. And he can drag them into – experience.
Yeah.
I think he can do a good job.
No doubt about it. Big, great leader, too. Another player that played sparingly, and I think he kept – well, the program listed him as a sophomore, so I guess he played in more than four games, is T.J. Banks there at safety. Was playing corner, and now with all the new corners that arrived after spring that we went over last week, what was it, Gary? Seven defensive backs that were at it. Now they've slid him back over to safety. Do you think that sticks there?
I'm not sure of this, but I think he's playing that slot safety like Mike Hilton plays for the Bengals or did for the Bengals last year. I really think he's going to be more of a coverage guy with the slot receiver and a guy that comes down for little run support. So I think he's got a lot of corner responsibility still, even though he's technically at safety.
Who was playing that spot before TJ moved over there? I can't remember either.
He graduated, and I can't think of his name. Good player. I'm having
Darren Spring drills this year. Who is the depth there for that corner slot?
I don't know.
Let's move over to quarterback here. We're kind of going down the roster for second year players, guys that you know or played sparingly, and Austin Simmons would be in that group. You know, what do you think about Austin besides I do? I mean, we've been watching him throw the ball, and we both are like, that's the best ball we've seen thrown. Prettiest since Romero Miller. Athletics. I think the big surprise, according to people I hear, is he's sneaky fast, too.
Yeah, but you wonder. My question, and I'm waiting to see him play this season. Will he be able to tuck the ball and get the first down like Jackson Dart did?
Yeah, that's tough grind of yards.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to lower his shoulder down and run at somebody like Jackson Dart.
Yeah,
did.
I hope he doesn't.
Right,
because I hoped that Jackson wouldn't, but he did. But you know, here's a kid that went down to the Manning Passing Academy last week, and Todd McShay and Todd Blackledge. I think that's McShay's name. McShay and Todd Blackledge.
Yep.
Had him in the top 10 down there, and there were 50-something D1 quarterbacks. And I talked to Archie about the camp, and I said, man, who looks good throwing the ball? He said, Chuck, they all look good throwing the ball now. He said, there's no weenie arms anymore. And that's a direct quote. He said, if you're a D1 quarterback now, you can spin it. And he said, and Austin's right up there with all of them.
I think Austin and Arch are going to go 1-2 in the draft after, not this year, but the following year after that. I just think both of them are big time. And it's going to be a great story to follow for both of them.
But you know, you got the Sellers kid at South Carolina. You got Lagway at Florida.
Sellers was a freshman.
Yeah.
Last year.
Lagway was a freshman.
Is he draft eligible?
You got the kid from Washington State that's now at Oklahoma, Mateer. Is that his name, Mateer? Yeah. Arch Manning.
I don't think Lagway and Sellers can throw the ball like NFL throw it. I think they're great scramblers. I think they're great quarterbacks, college quarterbacks. You know, sometimes great college players don't make great NFL players. I've been wrong before. I mean, you know, Phil, I would have never dreamed that Hurt would have won the MVP Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Jalen, and I didn't think he could throw it to be an NFL quarterback, too. So I could be wrong, but I don't see them yet being able to perform at that level.
Hey, don't forget about Nuss down at LSU,
too. That guy could spin it, but he'll go out this year.
Yeah.
Text messages and more coming up in the next part of the show.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Todd. And go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, we got text messages and injuries to get to, but during the break, you guys were still talking about two that you didn't get to that may give some time on that list.
Well, obviously, Bryson Sanders is going to probably be the starting center.
Yeah.
And who was the other one? The other one you were talking about?
I don't know. Anthony Robinson, what about him? What are you hearing on him, Chuck?
Safety? Yeah, I hear he's got another year to go.
He's got another year.
Same with Pat Brumfield.
Pat Brumfield as well.
Yeah, they need to, both need to get bigger and stronger.
What about Cam Clark, the defensive end?
Cam Clark was just coming off of injury and really didn't show up that well in spring because he had a knee problem all during fall, and I don't think he's 100% yet, but – I think he's getting there.
What about DJ Holmes?
DJ Holmes, that's
that was it. Yeah,
yeah. You know, late in the spring, they started bringing him in, coming off the edge on defensive end, and even though he's a little undersized, I think they like his motor out there, and I think he's going to get an opportunity. We'll see how he does in August.
What about any of the offensive linemen? Jude Foster, we talked about Bryson Sanders, John Wayne Oliver, Ethan Fields.
They've got I think Fields is the one they like the most.
Okay.
They've got great frames. It just depends on how they develop, you know.
Yeah, O-linemen really 3 years to develop O-linemen. Yeah.
Unless you're Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah. Or Greg Little or a freak.
Yeah. Terrence Metcalf. You know, there's a few of them, but not
many. Which Ole Miss needs in the worst way. But, my gosh, I mean, $5 million for Ojo, the guy in high school this year that went to Texas Tech.
That's just silly.
I don't know. That's hard. That's hard decisions on how to build that O-line.
Cannon, Cleary, and McGraw bringing text messages, ccmoxford.com, and football has the portal closed, and our team's still trying to add.
The portal's open. You can't get into the portal. That closed back in April, early May. But you can still sign players.
Yeah. If they got in the portal prior to the deadline and nobody signed them yet, they're still in the portal. So you can sign.
I think there's like 500 or 800 available.
I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are a lot of baseball players still too.
Oh my gosh! I think baseball
over 1,000.
Yeah,
right?
Over 1,000. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, that's going to be a sad situation. But you know what you can do now in baseball is you can go JUCO and get reps and get better and come back and not lose any eligibility and just go on about your career.
Has that been decided?
No,
or was
it's
that
been pushed totally back? So you know, this year's JUCO players that are going to be there, they're not going to have their eligibility taken away. So if you were in it through this year, you know, at least you're not losing eligibility.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that ought to boost JUCOs.
It should, but it's slowing down high school seniors from getting JUCO or small school offers.
Yeah.
It's got to change that a little bit. I mean, obviously.
But here's the deal. It's going to make the college game of baseball better because we all know there's a big difference between a 23-year-old, you know, pretty much a man by that stage than an 18-year-old kid, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to make the product better.
Yeah, Paul Skeens.
great example.
Yeah.
And then on the baseball side, obviously a lot of people very happy given some of the news with baseball today. And
right.
Then the one question is about Owen Pano. And a feeling if he will be a solid contributor going forward.
Well, I'm not giving up on Owen. I may be an idiot because I know a lot of Ole Miss fans have already made up their mind about him. But I think he's got a lot of talent. And if he can just get the jitters under control, because that was obviously, once he made one or two errors, it got in his head pretty bad. But I know he's got some ability. I know he's got good ability.
I sure would have liked to seen him, Gary, get some reps this summer at one of the the leagues, whatever league you want to put him in, just to get reps and get rid of those jitters. And, you know, that's where we talked about last week. What was the name of the Ole Miss player that left after he blew up? Third baseman, Ethan, you know, from the Gulf Coast that went to Florida. What was it? Yeah, he blew up in the summer league. And so you're hesitant to put in some players like a Pano, because if he blows up, then what happens to his NIL value? But it kind of stunts his growth to me, you know, because you're trying to hide players so they don't blow up. And I don't know. I just don't think it's good for the game of baseball.
Last couple of minutes, let's talk to you about some injuries. We get the Rebel Injury Report brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physicians and Ole Miss Athletics. We've talked a lot about the big news and merger coming up soon. 662-513-2000.
Well, obviously, I think that they're wanting Jalen Braxton, the cornerback that transferred here from Arkansas, who wasn't here during spring because of injury. I hear he's doing a lot better, but it's kind of iffy if he's going to be 100% by August. And that's really all I know right now.
You know, I'm curious with the two starting tackles, Williams and Pounds, they've been hurt sporadically. They're good. Saying they're good.
I hear they're
good. Well, that's big news. And that's going to be the key to me is keeping the line of scrimmage healthy, right? I mean, they've got to keep those tackles healthy, and they got to keep those defensive tackles healthy as well, because there's not enough depth.
I agree.
And that's nervous, right?
I bet you're going to have an extremely light August.
I don't think
you're going to see a lot of hitting at all.
It's like I wouldn't let Hunter Elliott throw a pitch again until a month before next season.
I'm talking about football.
I know that, but my mind's still on baseball, too.
I hear you.
Jake Thompson's going to join us as we continue. We've got the red and blue chips recruiting and everything else to do before we're done.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, friends, Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment is coming up. A little more with the Ole Miss news. I'll give you a few more things draft-wise, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll come up before we are done at the very end, but right now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire. Been serving since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. We welcome in Mr. Jake Thompson. Hi, Jake.
Hey, Gary. How are y'all doing tonight?
What's up, brother? What'd you glean out of Atlanta today?
Well, watching Kiffin, it was a lot of family reflection, which we got a little bit of that last year, obviously, because I think he was even more fresh off his father's passing. And, of course, this year he's a little bit more removed, but his mother passing this summer and, you know, had a jacket with, somebody custom made here in town here in Oxford, you know, photos of his dad on the inside. So he spent a lot of time talking about Oxford family, you know, what all that means. And, you know, he's just getting more reflective. And, you know, I think we all do that as we get older, but it was just another sign of a different Kiffin. And what little bit of football he talked about, it was a lot of, as what we've all been saying and writing, is, you know, there's a lot of unknowns. There's just a lot of wait and see. It looks good on paper, but they gotta go out to practice and see. And that's not a lack of trust on their part. It's just, you know, you only got two guys, returning starters on both sides of the football. There's a lot you can't really know about on July 14th till you see a sample size. And so, you know, outside of Austin Simmons and talking him up, and Caden Lee and a little bit of Sunter Perkins was chattered about throughout the day, you know, there's still a lot of kind of question marks, but optimism at the same time about what this team can do coming off, you know, what we had, you know, have to be honest, was a disappointing kind of football season last year.
You know, to me, I watched all of it, and at the podium and on Feinbaum, and he just seems more relaxed to me, and maybe a little more sure of himself. Or I don't know if that's the right thing, because he's a veteran coach, but I don't know. It just feels like he's more comfortable in his own skin right now.
Yeah, no, that 9 minutes or however long it was on Feinbaum, I was sitting here watching it. That's the most laid back he's ever been, and at least for sure on that show, and maybe any interview that I've ever watched him in. And you know, confident, and not saying he's never not confident, but, you know, he seems to kind of maybe would used to get a little nervous, or like any of us would with a bunch of cameras on our faces. But this today, he just felt like he was in control of that entire room, you know, confident. And just at peace, and like you said, Chuck, just kind of everything maybe is in place, so to speak, spiritually and metaphysically, whatever you want to call it. He just seems to be in a good spot, and I know from those who saw him wandering around, they just said he's in a good mood all day, and kind of embracing what he normally doesn't enjoy, all that kind of stuff. But today he just felt like a guy that was in control of the moment, and, you know, that I think that a positive start to this offseason, you know, especially with all what I just said before, the unknowns, to have a coach that feels in control of things and not maybe a little stressed or frantic with who knows what this team might do.
Plus, you know, I think it was a mark when he said there's 11 Kiffins in Oxford now. That's Chris and his family. And then,
yeah,
you know, his ex-wife is moving here with his son and both daughters here. And, you know, him and Chris, and I think Chris has got four kids and his wife. So, and now he's the patriarch of the family. And I just think that he's just a different Lane Kiffin to me.
Oh, yeah. You know, Chuck, I think you would be the first to say, if any of you have said in 2019, that December, that, you know, 6 years later, there'd be the entire Lane or Kiffin family tree living in Oxford, Mississippi. I think you'd all look at each other and ask how much we've been having to drink, because I don't know that I foresaw this happening. I saw Ole Miss as kind of the rehab job for him, and maybe that's mm-hmm. me being naive and him kind of building himself back up and moving on. But now he is fully entrenched. He's got roots here. He's, you know, his kids are moving here to go to school. You know, it's not like he's going to be on the move anytime soon, it feels like. And, you know, it's just weird to see that this is now the longest tenured head coaching job for Lane Kiffin is Ole Miss, and it's benefiting both sides. You know, it's goes back to how we started this, of what kind of man Kiffin is now, and look at what kind of football program this is now. I mean, I think it's fair to say it's the best consistent football program that Ole Miss has had for this stretch since those Johnny Vaught years. I mean, that's how I feel anyway.
And yeah. Lane did this, but he's, you know, also the most beloved coach now at Ole Miss. Like Paul said, since Johnny Vaught, I don't even know of a fan that is anti-Lane. I mean, he has total 100 support from not only the administration, but the whole Ole Miss fan base. Everybody loves him.
There was an article a couple of days ago about the hottest and coldest seats of coaches in the SEC, and he was like fifth from the bottom of being, you know, been pretty cold. His seat is not hot at all. But in my way of thinking, he ought to be number one.
I would think him and Kirby Smart are the most popular coaches at their schools in the country.
If Sarkisian, you know.
Those I'd put three. Him up there.
But to have him like sixth hottest or whatever, I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
he's, you know, I think this is, you know, you've got people who are now saying in written form and publicly, you know, out and about, just talking to people I know or conversation comes up, that are admitting that they were wrong, that they were not happy he got here, or that they made the hire because of all the baggage and what Kiffin was. His reputation very much preceded him when he got here. But you fast forward to now, and there's a lot of people who are saying, well, you know, I've given it time and look what he's done, and they're more than thrilled he's here now. So you can see all the detractors he's won over, and he obviously results matter, but it seems like him as a person is going out and winning the town over as well with what he's doing, his family, and so on and so forth.
And, you know, and it's well documented, and I'm not saying anything out of line here because he's talked about it openly, but I think his sobriety has yeah. been very important in his development. He's been sober, what, 3 or 4 years now? And he's lost a lot of weight. Yeah. He's in great shape, yeah. and he seems more clear of mind, and I think all that's important.
Yeah, no, he's, you know, kind of, it all goes into that. He just seems mentally clear. And, you know, I don't know if I could be that mentally clear going through the last 360-plus days he went through in terms of his personal loss he's experienced with his parents. But he's got the support system here. You know, and obviously he noted, and thank you noted, introducing him that, you know, Chris moved back here and everybody's there. I think they're neighbors or at least on the same block. But, you know, so it's just everything is kind of turning up Kiffin right now. And now he's got to lock in and get this roster to produce in about a month and a half.
And let's talk just a second about that roster. And you said he said that there are a lot of unknowns. And in a way, that's true. I mean, I know what he's saying, but they were pretty careful and pretty selective in bringing in the players they did. And I don't think they ought to miss too many beats from last year. Now, last year had a lot of experience. Obviously a third-year starter at quarterback and all that, but I think talent-wise, they're going to be kind of on the par of last year.
Yeah, especially on offense. I feel that was one area that a lot of people were high on today over there is they liked what he did in offense. And, of course, Lane Kiffin in the transfer portal is always going to do his best to put a really strong offensive roster out there. And we know what receivers they got, how they retooled and redid the running back room. And he even admitted it's a totally different room now, which it is. So I don't think, you know, anybody has to be worried about a Micah Davis running out there running the football against Florida this year. I think they finally got actual running backs to do that and plenty of them. So that, yeah. I think that nightmare is over. But and I like the tight ends. I like Daquan Wright came on at the end of the year, looked good against Duke, and I'm excited about the potential of what Lukas can do, you know, on the other end, kind of fill in that Caden role, if not even more production from him. So
what do you know about Trace Bruckler? I mean, he's also a guy that he's not a very big kid, kind of like Haas, but he's more of a receiving type tight end, and I think he's got a chance to help as well.
Yeah, I think he could be one of those sneaky weapons that, like, you know, even me right now overlooking him when I'm going over that position. And, you know, I kind of forgot about him till when I was going over those summer reset stories I was doing and looking at the roster. But, no, you're right. He's got a pedigree of performing at a high level. But the more weapons, the better, and that's what they've got. And I think Bruckler can just be a third option in that tight end room. And you've got two big guys already that can maybe do the blocking when they need to. And he's not as big, but – you know, he can be a more, like you said, that hybrid receiver type option.
And, you know, unless I'm just way wrong, which I have been many times in my 40-year career, the wide receivers they brought in to me to go along with Caden Lee, probably as good a looking wide receiver group as we had if they're all healthy.
Yeah, no, and you rattle off names, you know, Deshaun Stribling, Caleb Odom, Deuce Alexander, you know, so on and so forth, and you just go, oh, and there's another one, and oh, there's another one, and then you've got Cale Cunningham, who everybody's excited about. We'll see how they use him in his freshman year with so many other veteran options there. I don't think they'll not use him, but that's exciting to see what they'll do. I think, and there's a lot there that, you know, Austin Simmons did the dart thing, took some to Florida, you know, instead, not California, but took him back home to Florida, and they did a workout. You know, him and Caden Lee are, you know, attached to the hip, so they've got a relationship and a chemistry. And I'm excited to see, and I think that's going to help Austin be more comfortable, especially having worked with all these guys. And the depth is just on paper insane with what potentially could be another, once again, have one of the top wide receiver rooms in the country.
How were the guys that they took to SEC media days today? How were they? They seemed pretty comfortable?
They were, yeah. I think that's, you know, a lot of people wondering why you know, I think we answered this on the board, but, you know, people are asking why Daughtry and not Perkins. I think it's also a seniority thing. You know, Daughtry's kind of that, one of those leaders. I know Perkins is becoming one, but Daughtry's also been good with us and good with the media. Caden Lee is fantastic with the media, especially, you know, with us. You know, he's a great option to take. And I like that Austin went, not that I think there was any doubt that he wasn't going to go, but just with, you know, how Lane could be with quarterback room, and there's not a, you know, we all felt he's a de facto, but I think him sending him to Atlanta can end, if anybody had some kind of whispers about what's going to happen, I think it's Austin's the guy. And, you know, he was good. He looked to be doing good in all those scrums. Didn't have the biggest scrums, but he got some attention and, you know, enjoyed the moment when he learned Hunter Elliott was coming back and played the video, the Twitter video. So that got him, you know, kind of juiced him up a little bit. So it was, it was another good, successful day for them.
You know, and Daughtry is the guy that is the green dot guy, so to speak. He's the one getting the receiving the signals from the coaches through his helmet, via his helmet. So it just goes to, you know, that goes hand in hand with going and getting an interview, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, he is the quarterback of that defense, like you said, because he's the one calling the shots every play.
Who do you think, who do you suspect as do you think it'll be Tyler Banks, or do you think one of the transfers are going to take over at the other linebacker where Poo-Paul was?
I think, you know, before we see anything in a couple weeks on day one of practice, I think it's a race now. And I don't know which one of those three is in a race with Banks. I don't know. I know they all got some rotation in the spring, but I think it's, you know, one of those kind of situations. And then we get out there and see after a week or two who's, if Banks can earn that second spot with Daughtry, or if it's going to be one of those, you know, other guys from Grambling or some of those other transfers.
It seemed like in spring, what little we got to see, that Taj Chambers was the one that was a little bit ahead of the rest of them, but Banks was still playing. Well, Daughtry wasn't even out there in spring.
Yeah, he was out most.
Yeah. But Banks was out there with the first team most of the time. And I'm wondering if that's going to stick.
I think they did. Taj was, like you said, the guy that kind of took a shine to towards the end of that spring month. Yeah. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I like what they got in that linebacker room, though. I think they have good options that can produce.
Jake, changing the subject here to the baseball draft, if you had to grade it to A to F and how it affects Ole Miss, A being the best and F being the worst, what kind of grade did you give after the
draft? I think I'd give it a B+. I mean, it kind of played how you wanted in terms of who you thought was going to get their name called, you know, getting McCausland in the seventh round and then Grant Richardson in the sixth right before him. And that kind of knocks it down a little bit because you just, you know, more often than not, they may sign. I know Ole Miss is working hard to see what they can do with that one or both of them, but you only had Corey James, the one high school signee who was the obvious one that was going to get signed. He's for sure probably gone. You knew Mason Morris was going to go. Luke Hill were going to go. Those were the top two current guys we knew would go in what order. We didn't know till it happened. But, you know, I think I'd say a B+, and it's only not an A- because of the when Will and Grant got drafted. That's going to be tough losses, but yeah, it's all softened by Hunter making that decision to come back for another year. So that helps. And you've got some other guys who names were not called. Grant Richardson was the only transfer guy's name called. So you got Marco Cipolla, who can mm-hmm. be in that rotation possibly as a pitcher. Will Libert from Missouri, you know, he wasn't even in the pool, I believe, so he's there and that a candidate for the weekend. And I know you got to remove the Missouri part. We know how bad Missouri was, how, you know, overall what they were in the SEC, but Libert was one of those kind of positive arms for them, and they didn't get to see him. I think they were supposed to maybe see him when they played that weekend series, but he was hurt. But obviously Mangrum liked what he saw on tape or elsewhere to get him. So I like that they only maybe lost one guy from this portal class and then only the one guy in James from the high school class, and the rest of it, it's a solid group coming in. So I think it's pretty good.
Hey, bud.
Thank you so much,
great
Jake.
Great stuff, Jake. Appreciate
it. As always.
It.
Thank you.
Jake Thompson with us. We'll be back to put a cap on this one next.
Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover, man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, with the SEC and Ole Miss news, we've touched over most of it, which was the draft. I've got just a couple other names I'll toss out. But first, Van Atkins Jewelers. They're the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck says. You know she's worth it. The names we haven't mentioned that were drafted today in the 12th round by the Chicago Cubs, Connor Spencer. In the 17th by the Boston Red Sox, Patrick Galley.
Well deserved.
And in the 18th, Tampa Bay Rays, Brayton Jones. He's one with an injured arm.
Yeah, I don't know what you do if you're him.
And then in the 20th by the Angels, Sam Tekorian.
Surprising.
They see a 6'5", 250-pound guy. They think they can get him to throw.
I guess Sam's got to decide what kind of role do I have at Ole Miss next year, right? Yeah. Have a real honest sit-down with the staff.
So those were the ones that we hadn't mentioned along the way, plus the good news of those that, good news for us fans that are coming back anyway, right? You know, some of the names that you wondered where they're going to go or where would they be drafted. And we'll get to see them in an Ole Miss uniform in 26.
Has Ole Miss ever had eight pitchers drafted?
Not that
off
I can remember.
One team?
Not that I can remember.
I don't remember that.
Maybe in the years
would
that
you have
it
to say that they
deep,
underperformed?
Deep, well,
I mean, honestly, eight pitchers is a lot.
That's a lot of guys.
I think 11 is the 11 or 12 is the record of drafted off a team, but eight. Pitchers.
I'll put a Google to that while you give us some Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective, the mission to create and enhance the NIL opportunity at Ole Miss.
Yeah, four-star Loganville Grayson linebacker Ant Davis will announce August the 2nd between Alabama, Auburn, and Michigan, with Ole Miss in that mix. The Rebels are the heavy RPM leader. Ant's rated the number 17 linebacker in the country. And from what I'm hearing, the tea leaves definitely point towards Oxford for him to announce he's going to be at Ole Miss next year. Four-star linebacker Rodney Colton out of Georgia will make a decision July 12th between Ole Miss, Colorado, and Florida State. There's only so much NIL money to go to if Ole Miss gets Ant Davis along with the number one linebacker in the country.
I thought Colton's just
– Did he already come out and say he was –
I think he said he's going to Colorado.
But the tea leaves were pointing to Colorado. There's only so much NIL money to go to one position. Four-star Craig Tuitt out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, will announce on July 18th between Tennessee, Ole Miss, Ohio State, and Auburn. Ole Miss is the heavy RPM leader for the number 109 overall rated player. 2026 Buford, Georgia, four-star defensive back NASCAR McCoy will make his decision July the 18th. This is all coming.
What a great name.
It is.
NASCAR.
Ole Miss and Georgia are the two RPM leaders. He's rated the number 389 overall prospect. Houston, Texas Springs, four-star defensive back Paris Melvin. Notice, Chucky, they just defensive back after defensive back. Came in for an official visit last weekend. The Rebels are in his top two with Houston. Clarksville, Kirkwood, four-star offensive tackle. This is the one I want. Kamari Blair will announce his college commitment on July 16th. The finalists are Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Need those big uglies, Chucky.
Absolutely.
And we'll put the finish by talking about the good, bad, and ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they have you covered, home or business, a GAF Master Elite contractor, warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text 662-644-4297 or go to the website, riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good, I haven't seen much better news than the declaration by left-handed pitcher Hunter Elliott that he was going to return for another season at Ole Miss. He's the Friday ace, and no team I can recall has ever been much good without a good Friday ace. Friday's games are so critical in a series, and Hunter gives the Rebs a chance every time he takes the mound. He was, 10-3 this year or 9-3? And I have to say, just in my opinion, while he had a good season last spring, he really didn't hit a real groove to me until the second half of the season. It seemed like it took him a few starts to really get back in a rhythm after sitting out for a while recovering from Tommy John surgery. I expect him to be lights out in 2026. The bad, well, it was kind of expected, but it's still bad. Left-handed pitcher Grant Richardson is going to go pro after being drafted today. It'll be a setback for the Rebel pitching staff. He was being counted on to be a weekend starter, and those guys just don't grow on trees. Ditto with Will McCausland, and also a pitcher the Rebels were hoping would come back to Ole Miss.
And fill that Mason Morris role, which I'm still going to be curious who is going to fill that role now. That one's
well, it ain't
going to
be
really
Mason.
It's not going to be Mason. It's not going to be Will. Yeah. So.
Probably Townsend, wouldn't you think?
I think Townsend needs to be a weekend starter.
Do you?
Especially now. I mean, I think Townsend moves up to that second hole. Behind
what him. I think you're going to see is Rebels get back in the portal.
Well, yeah, but, the portal closed to get into the portal.
No, I'm talking about
week.
The thousands that are already out there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They already got one that they haven't released yet.
I'm sure they do.
Soon.
So I'm sure they do.
Another pitcher from the East Coast.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
Nice tease to end the show.
Yeah, we'll hopefully talk about it
next week. Dangle it out there, and maybe we talk about it next week, huh? All right, friends. We got another one in the books. We made it through the draft. We made it into SEC Media Days. What are we doing next week, you know?
We're going to get more in-depth with the football team, the roster makeup. That's what we're going to do.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Howdy, toddy.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.